And good afternoon, audio boo people here. Caught it just in time. And it's Hans here. It's 2:45 in the morning. I know I really should be getting to bed. But I thought I would just put out a quick boo, kind of filling everybody in on what's going on in my life of late. And we're in for, I guess what you can call, big change. At the end of this month, my roommate and I are going to be moving out of this apartment. Well, my roommate has, for all intents and purposes, already begun that. Getting her own place, it's where she's will be staying most nights now, as we no longer have beds in the apartment. Not the regular beds, anyway. I've got a blow-up bed on the living room floor, just like one of those blow-up mattresses, and it is fortunately comfortable. Earlier today, well, yesterday now, because today's the 4th of October, Friday. We've had the beds taken out. We've been having a bed bug problem since, well, June, July, when my roommate discovered it while I was in Alabama. They were getting bad, and it seems that we've had them a while. But anyway, that's just one of the reasons we've opted to move. For a while now, like, we'd been a couple, and we dissolved the relationship back in 2011. Delma and I have been an item, and she's been staying here and has been, you know, we've been staying on as a roommates. And we're staying in the same place. She had her computer in her bedroom where it always was, but that became her bedroom. And so anyway, she my computer's always had always been in the living room. And subsequently, as a result, I've been talking to Delma quite a bit. And it's been hard on her because, well, every time she wanted to come out here, I would always be out there. So, that wasn't good. And, I mean, at the time, I never really thought about that, but could have put the computer in the living room, and which would have, I think, made a difference, because then she could have come out in the living room, watch TV or video, whatever, and instead of being stuck in her room. But anyway, that was how things fell into place, and we never thought about it. And I've been going to Alabama a few times, and it was never a problem. But she, back in May, she had a bout of anxiety where she could no longer go out on her own. It was a relapse from an earlier spell. And so that didn't go, and I was going to Alabama, and she wasn't going to be able to get out and all that, but I went ahead anyway, and everything worked out okay. She was able to manage on her own, and I know it had been talked about a few times about getting their own place, and a few people had said, get your own place, and which I can understand the point, because, you know, generally when you break up, you go with your separate ways. Now, one of the reasons I opted to stay was because of financial reasons with ODSP and staying, you know, just with, it was basically financial reasons. Because when you only get $1,000 a month, you can't, you have to pay $600, $700 on average for a one-bedroom apartment. even for a bachelor's over 600. And that's not cheap, and you've got bills to pay and stuff like that. You don't have much money left over. Well, basically just different things led to another, and it was ultimately decided that my roommate would get her place, I would get my own place, and it was done. So, the end of this month, we're moving. And so, I'm going to be going to bed on my airbed very shortly. And so I don't know when I'll be going to my parents. That's where I'm going, because I don't know when I'll be going to Alabama to be with Delma, my wife. So that's the story there. So with that said, I'm going to wrap this boo up and get it out. Well, yeah, just when I get this call for, you know, that's why I'm going to my parents, because I just can't really afford my own place. Not really, I mean, I could, but it would be hard to, like, buy food and stuff. And that, of course, is a must. Of course, one has to eat, so. That's a scoop there. And, so I've, you know, that's pretty much the big goings on in my life right now. And without getting into too much personal details, so with that said, that'll be a wrap. And I want to thank everyone for listening, and have a blessed day. And for those of you that believe in prayer, do pray that we do get the immigration does approve, or get the process going. Now, of course, there's the big lockdown, government shutdown, so a lot of services have been shut down, so that, of course, doesn't help. But do pray that the situations do get resolved, and that we can, that I can be with my wife where I truly belong, and where I should have been by now. So, but, you know, it had been suggested I go down there, but, you know, I can't really draw a disability down there if I do it legally. I mean, I could, but I could risk getting, so I won't really go into that, but, you know, I just think it's for, it's just basically, you know, I want to get the immigration process straightened out. So, we'll see what happens. I may go down, try to visit for longer. I know I've been just going down for a few weeks at a time. And, but anyway, I think I've rambled on and on enough. So, I'm going to wrap this thing up and send it on its merry way. And y'all have a blessed day. And I'll be with y'all later. Take care, everybody.